The ambition was to get some kind of a provincial competition. We didn't expect that we would have been allowed to have a pre-season tournament until last Saturday. It was agreed by our caller, and then we had a CC meeting on the 22nd, so we moved in that direction then.
Has there been a Gaelic football inter-county game indoors before that you're aware of?
No, I don't think so. I think other sporting organisations have had indoor games played in various countries, and in rugby in particular, inside in Wales and places like that, where they've pulled over the roof in their big stadiums. So this is the first with the GAA anyway.
And the FBD is going to be a knockout competition in the new year?
Yeah. The last time we had an FBD, we used to have a round robin in the FBD, and then we agreed at that time that we'd go back to a knockout. So this is the first opportunity we've had to go to a knockout competition since COVID-19 pandemic came into play.
And on the basis that COVID restrictions don't change, John, will you be able to have punters in the dome to watch the game, or will the main way to watch the FBD in the new year be via Connacht GAA streaming service?
Well, we're going to be providing two options. Obviously, one option, the preferred option for everybody, is probably to get out and about after Christmas and go to a game. We expecting maybe 2,000 to 2,500 people to attend physically, and then we're also providing streaming, as I said, live streaming for every game.
In normal circumstances, what is the spectator capacity for the Air Dome?
The maximum capacity we can have is 10,000 for various events, but we're not going to go wild in the first week in January. The capacity, we're going to play it safe and see what we can let in with the COVID-19 restrictions, if any.
Somebody tells me that one of the first things that people who visit the dome for the first time try to do is they grab a football, and he or she will try and see can they hit the football off the ceiling of the dome. Has anybody managed to do that yet that you're aware of?
No, I'd say if you did that during a game, you'd have to be taken off. It's awesome. Several people have tried it. Some of the best footballers in Connacht have been in there. And as you say, the first thing to do was trying to hit the roof. But nobody has done it with a football yet. Anyway.
But the feedback on the dome has been very positive. Would you anticipate that other provincial bodies might be having a look and seeing if they can replicate the Connacht Air Dome?
I think We're officially opening the dome here on the 12th of December. People from all over the country, other provinces and nationally will be invited to attend. I think the big thing when you win the dome is the wow factor. Anybody that has been there. We've had a couple of games this week now that have been absolutely fantastic games. We had a Galway school senior A final between the Bish and St. Giles, and the final score was 312-214, and fantastic football, fast, open. Awful having to try and gauge the wind or the rain or the snow or the ice. Just pure football all the time. We've had a couple of hurling matches as well. UIG played Letterkenny IT, and there was no issues with Ken Hurling in it either. So, but it's all good.
So the FBD League will be an ideal test inter-county competition for you. You'll learn a lot from how that pans out.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're looking forward to it hugely. And look, even if the pandemic comes along and gets worse and there are more restrictions, we're still able to play the game indoors without any spectators if we have to, and stream it live as well. So nothing is, if we're allowed to be out and about after Christmas, then the game will be able to be played. Weather conditions won't decide what the game is going to do in it.
And you spoke at the very beginning that the Air Dome, you'll try to make it as accessible as you can. It won't just be for senior intra-county teams. Clearly, that's already happening. I'm guessing as it gets more popular, you'll have to manage that a bit as time goes on.
But we might have to build another one. You wouldn't know. Where we're going, Austin, is that we have been up and running for about a month. There's been games from our clubs in particular have been here from all of the five counties in Connacht. We have academies from the five counties, and we've had school games. We have third level games. We've had just people coming in for a puck out under 10s, finishing up their year, bringing their kids along to see this fantastic facility that's there, and give them an hour and a half there playing around. And that's what it's there for. And obviously bigger games now like the FBD, we progress into that level after Christmas.
And one final question, the suggestion that GAA's annual Congress could be staged there in the spring.
It is fixed here already, decided by our quarter last Saturday that the annual Congress is in the Dome on the 25th and 26th of February. And possibly the week before, there's actually a meeting going on here in the next hour where the National Coaching Conference could be here as well the week before that.